This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Switz with you. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. And I've met some people who are truly sad. You see it in their expression. You can almost hear it in their voice. They've lost their drive and their enjoyment, and they just can't seem to move forward. It's almost like a dark cloud hanging over their head, and they can't escape the depression or this acute sadness and sorrow. This is never an easy or simple matter to talk about. Depression, the sense of hopelessness, they're complex matters. Now, maybe you know from your own personal experience what I mean. It's good to understand that some obvious things can get you down, such as experiencing grief or loss, the loss of a loved one, or caring for someone who is unwell, being sick, or having a medical condition. Talking to someone that you trust, such as a friend or a family member, is always a good thing. Why? Because they might have some insights that you can't identify yourself that might help you figure out what's causing the sadness. Write down how you feel. The cause of your sadness could become more obvious if you write down what's happening. And also to face it head on. Don't stay in bed all day trying to avoid things. Sadness can weigh you down. From a child, we're taught, aren't we, to put on a happy face and keep smiling. Don't be sad. You know, that will never do. After all, people say, joy is everything. Sadness equates to failure. We certainly are complex people with a complex brain, and professionals who help spend many years studying this. And we may struggle with sad feelings, and we pray to God that He take them away, but He doesn't seem to answer our prayer. It's not pleasant to walk this sadness path. If God loves us and we love Him, why is He allowing this sadness to continue? Why doesn't He just take the sadness away? Well, can I suggest today that maybe, just maybe, you're grieving over something that happened in your life and you've not dealt with it? It could be possible. Grieving is a natural response that God created in our hearts to have when we've lost someone or something that's been meaningful. And it can be a much-loved dog or a cat or the person that we loved who died. And if we're not careful, we can rush through this stage of grief too quickly, not giving ourselves enough time to grieve properly. Ironically, if we try to move on too fast, we'll actually prolong that sense of sadness. If it hangs around too long, it's a bit like ignoring a cut on your body. If you act like the cut is not there, you'll make it harder for that wound to form a scab and heal. Likewise, when your heart is wounded, you need a season of grieving so you can give yourself that extra care and tenderness, a time that you need to heal with God. God has promised to heal the brokenhearted. In the scriptures in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 4, we're told there is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. And that's called the seasons of life. And we should not ignore these seasons, even the season of grief and sadness, because God created us as emotional beings. He's given us the emotions of joy, anger, fear, and sadness. And that writer in Ecclesiastes reminds us there is a time to laugh and a time to cry, a time to grieve and a time to dance. And the wisdom writer counsels us to stop straining against the limits of life, to find joy and beauty that exists in every day with its ups and downs. And I think it's a lesson that we need to learn. It's worth noting that sadness gives us the ability to enter into the suffering of other people. Do you remember what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount? He said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." So it's in mourning, in a deep sadness for the loss of someone, that we actually find comfort. We are blessed that God will comfort us in His faithfulness. But it's also in our mourning and acknowledging of our sadness that we can empathize with others, that we can be fully present in a constructive way to help other people in their sadness. When you think it through like that, our sadness can widen our thinking and help us appreciate what others are going through. Sadness reminds us that this world is not our home. In a fallen world, as Christians, we accept that lasting joy will not come in this life. We can, and we often do, experience joys and pleasures and happiness, and yet these are shadowed with sadness and loss as we get older and accept that things will never be quite the same. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that it's not easy to walk the path of sadness. We'd rather be somewhere else. But in the middle of that path, you're there holding our hand. And I want to thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.